And this little girl, she's going to be a model housewife. She's just going to be an absolutely model housewife. That's all. She's going to be a model housewife. Now, she's got it made. You know, she's got it made. She's married the Baron, and they've got this perfectly nice place, and she's socially acceptable, and it's all okay. She's respected. Got a lot of responsibility in the area, if she'll just take it. And if she can just keep from dropping ground glass or arsenic in it, the porridge, why, she's got me. And way down deep someplace, she's sort of chanting to herself, I will not drop ground glass in the porridge. You see, I will not drop ground glass in the porridge. Because he's a nice fellow. He's good in bed. Everything's fine. He'll have lots of children and everything else. And one day, why, he comes home and he's dirty and smelly from a campaign. And he throws his boots and so forth all over the hall. And he goes up to the room and he's got a 4-week growth of beard. And he hasn't bathed forever. And he gives her a kiss, you know, and happens to glance in the bedroom and finds a pair of men's boots in there, and it doesn't matter that they were a present for him, you see. He soars, you know, and he says, why, you liberal, you mustn't do things like this in my absence, and threatens the chastity belt and all that sort of thing. Nice little scramble there, you know. Routine, nothing very important. She goes downstairs, and she looks at her hands, and say, help me, Pete, they're grounding up ground glass. And she said, well, I'll just put it by just in case, you see. That's safe, you see, and it moves right straight over and pours itself in the porridge, and that's that. She's a widow. Of course, don't be surprised if very short time later in the incident, why, she slips at the top of the castle steps and falls down 196 steps and busts her neck. That was an accident. Don't be surprised if for the next 162,000 years she has nothing whatsoever to do with marriage. Don't be surprised if her difficulty here in present time, as you will find in trying to straighten up the present life, is that all a man can do anything he wants to her, you know. He can slap her and cuff her or kick her or feed her to the lions or hand her over to the boyfriend or one of his friends, or it doesn't matter. But all he does is say, you're a cute kid, let's get married, and she goes nuts. And she just can't understand it. That one she has no knowledge about. She knows she's lived just one life. There's no causation in this life to explain that. Her father and mother apparently didn't do too badly together. And you can go looking endlessly for this particular foible. You're not going to find it. Unless you start running something on the order of what could you withhold from a husband? All of a sudden, here's sprays of ground glass going out. She just can't do anything with it. So. Now, this is the story of man. This is the story of woman. This is the story of how they get along. When they lose the ability to withhold against certain terminals, they don't have anything to do with them. And when they eventually discover that they can't even vaguely, even not have anything to do with them, you know, they have to associate with them and so on, well, then they just lose all ability to do anything in that direction. They can't take any responsibility. They don't know anything about it, and so forth. They blow themselves off at the least provocation, and so on. And they're in some terrific randomness that they themselves can't explain. Well, you can explain it. They've lost their ability to withhold. They can't take responsibility. First, they can't take responsibility for causing things. Then they realize they've lost their ability to withhold. So they fall out totally on association, memory, knowledge, everything else goes by the board. This is all you've got to rehabilitate, and occasionally you got it made. And that's what you're doing in this unit. Thank you.